Pastor James White.
If you would, get your Bibles out with me. The book of Matthew, amen. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 6 and 33, amen.
Says
we are king kids, amen.
All of your message.
And if we seek him first and his righteousness, then all these other things will be added.
Amen.
He said, ask. And you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
For those that ask it,
everyone
that asks it, they shall what?
Receive.
Amen.
Amen.
Those that seek it, they shall find. And those that knock, the doors will be opened unto them.
Amen.
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 Those. That's for the believers, amen.
Amen.
That's for kingdom kids, amen. That's for kingdom citizens, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The definition of a citizen is a native member of a nation who own allies to its government, is entitled to its protection and his privileges.
Amen.
If you belong to the kingdom, amen, you're entitled to protection and the privileges of that government, of that kingdom, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All benefits of belonging to the kingdom of God is that we are provided protection and privileges, which I believe are the promises of God.
Amen.
The promises of God, the privileges of God, the blessings of God. We're heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We connected to the hip, amen.
Amen.
We are somebody, amen.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
When we know that Christ is on our side.
Yeah.
When we know that the greater one is on the inside of us, because greater he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's a privilege, amen, to have Christ on the inside.
Amen.
To have Christ dwelling on the inside of you, amen.
Amen.
Speaking to you, leading you, guiding you, blessing you, amen. Uh-huh. Pastor Shirley talked about the third person of the Trinity, amen. She talked about the kingdom, amen. She talked about the Holy Spirit being within, amen.
Yeah, yeah.
The kingdom is within, on the inside, amen.
Amen.
And we, based on that, we enjoy that, amen, because that's the truth of the matter, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for his kingdom privileges, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to Romans 14 and 17. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 14 and 17. Say, for the kingdom of who?
God.
Of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, hallelujah, and peace and joy. Where?
In the Holy Ghost.
In what?
In the Holy Ghost.
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Comforter.
Yes.
Thank God for the Keeper.
Thank
God that the Holy Ghost, amen, the kingdom is peace If you ain't have no peace, you're not having any peace, man. You need to check yourself and get in God. Let God lead you and guide you, man. Because the kingdom is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I thank God for the Holy Ghost, the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost, the dynamite power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God the Holy Ghost is the paraclete that's alongside of us, amen. Thank God for the comforter, amen. The Holy Ghost will comfort you, amen. Bring peace on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm reminded to speak that scripture that says, Philippians 4:4, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand.
Uh-huh.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Be careful for nothing, but everything, in prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto God.
Yeah.
And the peace of God, that's it, right there, peace.
Yeah.
And the peace of God, the peace of God, the peace of God,
yeah,
that passes all understanding,
yeah,
will keep your heart,
yeah,
and your mind in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
It's in Christ.
Yeah.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and all things become brand new. If you want to be brand new, get in Christ. If you want the things of the Lord, get in Him, amen. Let this mind be in us that's also in who?
Christ
Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand, praise. It's all about the kingdom blessings, amen. It's all about the joy and the peace and the righteousness and the promises that come from God. Amen. God is a good God. I say God is a good God. God is an awesome God. God is everlasting and everlasting. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, God.
Yes.
He's our Daddy, God. He's our Lord and our Savior.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You ought to be glad about it.
Yeah.
I said, you ought to be glad about it. You ought to be happy that God is your Lord and your Savior. You ought to be glad that He redeemed us from the curse of the law. You ought to be glad, amen, that God, amen, got your back, amen.
Yeah,
you ought to be glad that He is your Redeemer, amen, and your soon coming King, amen.
Yeah.
You ought to be glad about it, amen. God never fails, amen.
Yeah.
God is an awesome God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, God. Come on, get a lot of head praise.
Yeah.
He's worthy. To be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He's El Young, the Most High God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Talking about the kingdom promises, amen. The blessings, the benefits that come from being in the kingdom, amen. The promises that my yoke is what? Is my yoke is easy and my burdens are light, amen. God's yoke is easy and His burden, just disregard that last scripture I gave you, amen. God's yoke is easy, Pastor White, and His burdens are light. He'll lift up every heavy burden that you have on you, amen. Some of us carry burdens. Some of us carry heavy burdens, amen. But God said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light, amen. You don't have to carry no burdens, amen. He give you peace that passes all understanding, amen.
Verse 29.
11 and 29, Amen.
Well, actually
30,
I'm sorry.
Yes, Amen. Praise God. Go to 11 and 29 and 30.
Matthew
11, 29 and 30 say, well, matter of fact, go up to the 28th verse. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and what? Heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's key right there, amen. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your what?
Souls.
For my yoke is what?
Easy.
And my burden is what?
Light.
Hallelujah. His yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, for the word. Thank God for Ministry Lane, amen.
Amen.
Turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's privileges and promises and things that are in the kingdom, amen. Blessings that are what? In the kingdom. Promises that are in the kingdom. Insight in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
One thing about God, he says his word will not what?
Return
unto him void, but it accomplished what he set it out to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to start at the 16 verse. Deuteronomy 8 and 16 said, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy father knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy what?
Latter
end. And thou said in thy heart, my power, my God, and the might of my hands have got me this wealth. But thou shalt remember, you need to remember, y'all, the Lord thy God, for it is he that give what? The what?
Power.
To what?
Get wealth.
To get wealth, that he may establish his what?
Covenant.
His covenant, which he swore unto our fathers, as it is this day. Hallelujah. There's privileges of being in the kingdom, amen. The wealth of the wicked is turned over to the what? Righteous, amen. And God give us power to guess what? To get wealth, amen? We need to know that these are promises that we are inherit this power, amen? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, amen, resides on the inside of us, amen? And we thank God for the power to also get well. God can give you one witty idea, one little thing he can give you, amen?
Amen,
and you can, praise God, get wealthy from it, amen?
Amen.
Because what? Because you seek his kingdom, amen? Because you seek his right standing, his righteousness, amen?
Amen.
And he'll add all these other things unto you, amen. The responsibility part says we owe alliance to his government. The government of God is the kingdom of God. A true kingdom operates according to true kingdom principles, where the people are not oppressed, but the people rejoice. Hallelujah. I believe our responsibility of alliance is our responsibility to share the good news of spreading the kingdom and bringing in citizens into the kingdom. We need to tell somebody about how good God is.
Yeah.
God is a good God.
Amen.
See, God been good to me, amen.
Amen.
He brought me off of drugs and alcohol, amen.
Amen.
He brought me from a mighty long ways, amen.
Ooh, yeah.
God brought me, praise God, from calling myself the chocolate mess, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He brought me from being a mess, amen. And gave me a word, praise God. And gave me a Bible, amen.
Yes.
And made me a citizen of the kingdom, amen.
Amen.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen.
Yeah.
If you receive what he did on the cross, if you receive what he did, he sent his dear son, Jesus, and to die on the cross, amen. If you receive his death, burial, and resurrection power, amen, you'll become a new citizen, amen.
Yeah.
You'll become born again, amen. You become somebody in the kingdom, amen. God is a good God, amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore,
amen.
God will bless his people, amen. One thing about God, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. He owned a cattle on a thousand hills, amen. If it belongs to him, it belongs to us, amen. God is a good God, amen. God never, never fails. He's the only wise God and able to keep us from falling and from falling and from falling, amen. God keep us his people, amen. All we have to do is become kingdom citizens, amen. All we have to do is take the privileges of God, amen. All we have to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, amen.
Amen.
And old things are passed away and all things become brand new, praise God. God will keep you, amen. God is a keeper, amen. God will keep you in every way. In the midnight hour, God will keep you. When your life be a do, God will keep you. When you're going through, God will keep you. God will keep you in every way, amen. When you think ain't nobody got with you, amen, God is with you, amen. God will keep you in the midnight hour, praise God. God will keep you in every way. God is the Lion of Judah, amen. God is the Root of David and the Lily of the Valley. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Thank you, Lord.
God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you until the end of time. He'll always be with you. Lord, he is with you. God is with you. God will never, 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 never fail you, amen. All you have to do is keep him and keep his commandments, amen. All you have to do is receive what he did, amen. And God got your back.
Oh, yeah.
I say, God got your back.
Yeah.
He got you, amen. He'll increase you, amen. He'll give you life and life more abundantly, amen. God said in his word and his promises, praise God. He said, praise God, he'll supply all your needs according to your riches and glory. By who?
Christ.
By Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
He said he'll do it abundantly above all. Exceedingly abundantly above all. You can act or think according to the power that working on the inside of us, amen. God is a blessing, amen. And we need to be a blessing.
Yeah.
Be a blessing to people and tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Tell them about the one who brought you out of your mess. Tell them about the one who kept you in distress. Tell them about the one who kept you in every way. Tell them about Jesus. Come on, get a lot of hand praise. There's privileges. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There's privileges in being in the kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
Kingdom blessings is good news. Turn with me to Ephesians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
Ephesians, the first chapter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Halabashana la 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 boshiko. Halabashiko la la bashana. Halabashiko la la bashata. Inga la la bashata. Ain't God good, amen? God is an awesome God. I thank God that He's a good, good God, amen? He brought me from a long, long way. And I'm glad about it, amen? Turn with me to Ephesians. Chapter 1 and 1 say, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the who?
Saints.
The saints which are at Ephesus.
Yeah.
And to the faithful in who?
Christ
Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have what?
Blessed.
Who have blessed us in what?
Heavenly places.
All what?
Spiritual blessings.
Spiritual blessings in what?
Heavenly places.
Heavenly places.
Right.
In Christ.
Uh-huh.
We used to say that song, I'm going home on the morning train, amen. And that's good, amen. But how many know that God will bless you now, right? Amen. Now, praise God.
Right.
Set you in heavenly places. Right now, praise God. He put you in heavenly places, praise God, in Christ Jesus, amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In these earthly vessels, just like it is in heaven. God will put you in heavenly places now, praise God. His Spirit is blessing you now, praise God. The heavens are open right now. Now, praise God, He's pouring out a blessing that you can hardly contain right now, praise God. Receive what God is doing now in the name of Jesus. God is doing right now, praise God. He's, praise God, He rebuked the devourer for what? For your sake, right now, praise God. And I thank God for His kingdom privileges, amen. I thank God, amen, for sending His Son, that we'll be reconciled back to Him. Amen.
Amen.
And when we was in a fallen state, praise God, He sent the second Adam. Amen.
Yeah.
The second Adam who reconciled us back to God. Amen. To make us kingdom citizens. Amen.
Yeah.
To make us, praise God, blessed people. Amen.
Yeah.
To make us blessed going in and blessed coming out.
Yeah.
To make us blessed in the marketplace. To make the blessing overtake us, amen.
Yeah.
To make us above and not beneath, a lender and not a borrower.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God. The head and what?
Not
the tail. Come on, get a Lord of hand praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Truly, God is good, amen.
Yeah.
All we have to do is seek His face, amen. Seek the kingdom of God. We lost our focus on seeking the kingdom of God, amen.
Uh-huh.
Many of us are seeking things, amen. But when God says seek His kingdom, the things gonna come, amen. Things gonna be added to us, amen. As citizens of the kingdom, amen. All we gotta do is seek His face, amen.
Yeah.
Seek His right standing, His righteousness, and all His other stuff. All the houses, all the cars, all these other things, all the stuff that we fight for on a daily basis, amen. They're gonna come, amen. But we gotta do is focus on the kingdom.
Yeah.
Come on, get a lot of hand praise. We got to focus on the kingdom, amen.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Think about culture of heaven, how do it? We bring it to earth. I believe that the culture of heaven is about worship, amen? And as we become true worshipers, I believe we establish heaven culture here on earth. As we begin to worship God, amen, as we begin to praise God, amen, as the praises go up, the what? Blessings come down, amen. All we got to do is praise God and worship God and let his kingdom come, amen, in earth as it is in heaven, amen. The kingdom will, praise God, will bless us, amen. As we become worshipers, we establish the righteousness of God throughout the sphere of influence. As the righteousness of God spread through the land, the rest will be taken care of. When the righteousness of God, hallelujah, in the land, people, when righteousness of God is spread to the land, people will respond to it, amen? When the culture of heaven is truly visible and manifest here on the earth, the kingdom of God will advance and the problems of our world will be resolved and the citizens of the kingdom will benefit and everyone will be focusing on his ways into it, amen? I thank God for his kingdom, amen. I thank God for his kingdom blessings, amen. I thank God for you, amen, walking in the kingdom, amen. Thank God for the finished work of Jesus Christ, amen, that we walk in it thereby. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God that we're citizens of the kingdom, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is a good, amen. We are citizens of the kingdom, amen. We walk in the blessings of God. Will he give us power to get wealth, amen?
Yes.
He give us peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, amen.
Yeah.
I thank God for the Holy Ghost, amen. The power that works within us, amen. The Holy Ghost, amen. That comes upon us, amen. Work through us, amen. Thank God for his spirit. God is a good God. Come on, get a lot of him. One more hand, praise, amen. If anybody in here that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, then we ask you to come, amen. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you want to get to know him, amen. We ask you to come, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Want to be part of this kingdom that we talked about, amen. A citizen of the kingdom, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're here and you say, well, I received the Lord one time in my life, amen, as my Lord and Savior, but I backslid in my heart, amen, then we'll pray with you and ask the Lord to restore you, amen.
Amen.
If that's you, amen, we ask you to come. You just say, well, Pastor, I just need prayer, amen. If that's you, amen, just come receive prayer, amen, and let the Lord, amen, do a work on you, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We're citizens of the kingdom, amen. Hallelujah.